Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X. I'd like to start by thanking the people at Hacker Public Radio for making this service available. Without it, I would never have produced a podcast. If you've got some sort of passion or hobby or something, why not share it with the rest of us? I'm sure we'd love to hear it. Well, this is my 7th podcast, not them counting, you understand, but it's going to be a bit free-flowing, so there were a lot of ums and errs and whatnot in it, so I must apologise straight away for that. But I've been playing around with something here, and I thought that it was just, while it was fresh in my mind, I would record about it. It's really regarding, it's all about getting a wiki onto my Raspberry Pi. I've got 3 Raspberry Pis in the house, in fact. I remember when the Raspberry Pi first came out, how keen I was to get hold of one. Sitting on the website trying to, with the retry button on the day it first came out, trying to get one, and invariably I failed and had to wait another month or so until I finally got one through the post. I can't remember, I think I maybe got 2 actually. Maybe it must have been 1. Anyway, I ended up with 2 eventually, and they were both the 256k models, and invariably the 512 kilobyte model came out, and I thought, well, some of the things I'm doing with the Pi is really stretching the memory, and it'd be great to have a 512, so I bought a 3rd one, and one of the two remaining Pis was kind of put to the side, and I use this for kind of experimenting and stuff like that. So it's not, that one's not used very much now. But so the main 2 ones I've got, one under the television used as a media server, we're running XBMC, and the 512 megabyte one is used for various things. And in fact, I think when I was looking at the logs, I've actually downloaded something like 170 gigabytes of information through the Pi, and that's on a wee 16 gigabyte card. Obviously, I've had to copy stuff off it, but it seems to be a remarkably robust platform, and of course, it uses a tiny amount of power, so it's really great. And some of the applications are running on the Pi is quite demanding, and I had first experience with wikis was with Wikidot, which is if you look it up, they provide wikis that you can register and pay a price and whatnot and get your own wiki. When I first signed up for Wikidot, it was actually free. I think it was a Polish developer that produced it, and he was wanting to give a free wiki to the world. I think that was what it was all about. But I think he eventually sold it, and it's now pretty commercial, so you've got to pay for the service. But the people who first joined Wikidot early in the beginning, they remained with a free service, so I've been very lucky, and I've got this free Wikidot service for myself. It's very good. And that was all good and great, and always at the back of my mind I was a bit concerned, you know, what would happen if Wikidot disappeared? And I've got a lot of stuff there up on Wikidot, and it'd be a shame to lose it. There's actually a service whereby you can pull out the text from the wiki site, and it's stored in a big zip file, so you could use it on another site. And obviously there's differences between wiki markup, and you might need to do a bit of translation, but you know, you just can get your information out. Well, that's all good and well, and I thought about using something like DocuWiki on the Raspberry Pi, and so I installed DocuWiki on my spare Raspberry Pi, and I just kind of took the default options when I installed it, and I think the default is to use Apache. Although I think you can also use Lite HTTP, whatever it is. Anyway, I took Apache, and it worked fine on the spare Pi, just to fool about with, and it's fairly full featured and whatnot. And I messed about with that, but I never really finished transferring all my notes and stuff from Wikidot to DocuWiki. But I also use various notes as well online, and these notes became unavailable a couple of times, and I thought, well, this is a bit serious if I lost all that. So again, I thought, well, I could do getting this. I use these notes all the time, unlike Wikidot, which I only go to occasionally. And so I thought, well, why am I going to get? I don't really want to put DocuWiki on my Raspberry Pi because it's quite heavy with Apache, and you click on a link and there's a bit of a delay when it as it goes to the link and whatnot. So it's obviously using quite a lot of resources as well. So I did a wee search on through apt-get and had a look to see what kind of wiki applications were available on the Debian repository, and I stumbled across an application called DiddyWiki, and when I had a bit of a look about it, it seemed like the project was kind of dead. I remember hearing Mad Dog talking about how people say that there's all these thousands of projects that are just abandoned or whatever, and he says, no, it's thousands of complete projects. So just because it's abandoned doesn't mean it isn't complete. So anyway, I thought it was an interesting distinction. So I had a go at installing DiddyWiki. Actually, there's one thing I forgot to mention that particularly caught my eye about DiddyWiki was the fact that it's got its own built-in web server. I think the application itself is under 25K, so it's tiny. So that really appealed to me as well. So to install it, you just sudo apt-get install DiddyWiki, and that's it. And then to run the thing, DiddyWiki space dash L, and then the IP address you would want to use, say something like 192.168.1.5 or whatever. And then I use dash P for port, and then 8000 is what they give as an example. And then you just point your browser at 192.168.1.5:8000, and up it comes. And it's really great. It's super fast, lightning fast. You got a kind of wiki home page appears. It says, "Welcome to DiddyWiki. DiddyWiki is a small and simple wiki web implementation. It is intended for personal note-taking, to-do lists, and any other use you can think of. To learn more about what a wiki web is, read about why wiki works and wiki nature. Also, consult the wiki web FAQ," and so on. There's a wee bit more about that and whatnot. As I say, I didn't really do any research about DiddyWiki. Just something I wanted to up and running fast, quickly. And it certainly does that, but it's super light and it's super responsive on the Raspberry Pi. So along the top you've got Wiki Home, you've got an edit link, which allows you to web edit the home page, which is what first comes up. You've got changes, you've got new, and you've got help. And to create a new page, you can create a new page kind of automatically by editing the home page and starting with the word wiki in the capital letters, so wiki, and then another word joined onto the word wiki, but also starting with a capital letter seems to work. So, for example, you could have wiki notes, for example, starting with a capital N, and then when you save that page, you then click on the link that you've created called Wiki Notes, and that creates a brand new page ready for you to paste stuff into. You save that and and on you go. It's very, very easy. When you go to the help section, it gives you it gives you help about formatting and whatnot. Now, it is a bit basic, the wiki. It's not a fully featured fat wiki or anything like that, but you've got various level headings you can set up, horizontal lines you can put them in, bold, italics, underscore text, strike through, combination of bold and italics. You can have auto-generated wiki links, which I explained just now how to do, external links, forced wikis, forced wiki links, I should say, named HTTP links. You can embed link to object to graphics that can do bullet lists and numbered lists and tables. So it's really quite useful. You also search. You can do a search on your wiki to, and it'll find a simple search. I haven't actually tried that. See what happens. Oh yes, it gives you a list of pages that contain the word you've searched on. You click on changes. What does that do? All right, lists the name of the pages that have changed in date order with a date on the end. So yeah, it's just great. Super light, super fast. There's no login. You're not getting any username or password login or anything like that. So it would just be within your own local network. But it's just great, super fast, super lightweight. Don't even notice it's running on the thing. I guess the only thing I need to sort out is make sure that it starts at boot. It warns on it. I think it warns on it if you do if you look up DiddlyWiki. Obviously, you want to run it as a normal user. You definitely don't want to run this as a root user. So you want it to start as a normal user at boot up for convenience. I haven't done that yet, but I'll get to that in the near future. The pages are stored in plain text in the user's home directory under .diddywiki. It's just plain text, very simple to back up and move elsewhere if need be. What I did was I copied the text from my notes online, and then I created a page using the procedure I mentioned before. And then on the new page, just pasted the text into it and hit the save button. So for example, this would create a text file called Wiki Notes within the .diddywiki directory. And then what I would do is I used cp space wiki notes space wiki notes dot back. So that basically copied the text to a backup file. And then what I did was I used a sed script and which tweaked the text, did some auto editing for it. It basically it looked for bold and underline HTML tags and converted them to wiki format by putting stars. Moving the angle bracket B and U or whatever for bold and underline, and replacing with a star and an underscore, for example. Things, simple things like that. And so you would just in your .diddywiki directory, I used the command sed space dash f for file, and then the script file, in my case, I called it sed dash notes dash diddywiki. So that was a text file containing the sed commands, which would translate the bold and underline to stars and underscores or whatever as need be, and then space less than sign and wiki notes, which was the input file, then space greater than sign space. Sorry, I get that wrong. It was actually Let me start that again. So it was just the sed command, sed space dash f, and then the script file, which was in this case sed dash notes dash DiddyWiki. And so that was the script that did the translation from my notes to DiddyWiki. And the input file, I would use space less than and wiki notes dot back, so it would use the dot back file to as an input file, and space greater than sign wiki notes, and that was the output file. And then that would just translate the text from HTML to wiki markup using sed. Oh, just very basic sed script, nothing fancy. I've not done anything particularly clever with sed, but certainly very useful and saves a lot of manual editing and whatnot. Anyway, I hope you found that interesting, and it's well worth a look if you've got a Raspberry Pi and you need a wiki site quickly. Excellent. Anyway, if I got a chance, I'll maybe put some show notes together. I'll see how it goes. If you want to contact me, I can be contacted at mrxathpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr@googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.